Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The Florida federal judge overseeing former President Donald Trump's classified document case strikes down a portion of the indictment. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Judge Cannon removed one paragraph from the superseding indictment on the grounds that it didn't reflect the main charges alleged in the indictment itself. It involved that incident when Donald Trump allegedly waved a classified document in front of someone. This ruling was not a big win for Donald Trump's lawyers. It was more like a jab at the prosecution, essentially saying that you got carried away in telling your story of Donald Trump's criminality.
CBS News has learned that the former president is expected to address Senate Republicans about future policies this Thursday in Washington. Jury deliberations in Hunter Biden's federal gun trial resume tomorrow morning. CBS's Scott McFarlane watched closing arguments.
It capped a trial in which prosecutors showed images of Biden with a crack pipe, photos of crack he allegedly purchased, plus video of his brother's widow, Hallie Biden, throwing the gun away in a dumpster after claiming she found it in Hunter's truck near drug residue. This during a time in which she said she and Hunter were in a romantic relationship and had both been using drugs.
The jury will decide whether the president's son is guilty of lying on a federal gun purchase form. Apple says it's leaning on ChatGPT to help make its virtual assistant Siri smarter and more helpful. CBS's Carter Evans says protecting users' privacy is paramount.
What Apple is really trying to do here is change the way we interact with its devices using artificial intelligence. And how they're going to do that is take a really good look at all of your personal data, going through your emails, going through your messages, learning who you talk to.
Elon Musk says the threat to data security will make him ban iPhones at his companies. Firefighters spent today putting out a massive blaze at a four-story apartment complex near downtown Miami. Mayor Francis Suarez.
We got several phone 911 calls at approximately 8:15 about a fire in the city of Miami. Once our teams arrived, they discovered that there was a person who had been a victim of a gunshot outside the building.
And now the shooting and fire are under investigation. A massive chunk of the popular highway connecting eastern Idaho to Jackson Hole, Yellowstone, and Grand Teton National Park collapsed over the weekend, and now detours are posted along the Teton Pass. This seasonal worker had to call the boss today.
He was like, hey, it's okay if you can't come in today. And I was like, no, the bus is still going to go. It's just going to go a little south. I'll probably be in around 9. So they've been really easy with me and they've worked well with me with my schedule and everything.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Madison police shared more information about this past weekend's mass shooting at a Monday press conference. 10 people had gunshot wounds, one person was hurt by broken glass, and another hurt themselves running from the scene. The victims were between ages 14 and 23. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
It is truly a miracle that no one is dead.
The shooting happened early Sunday morning during a rooftop party at downtown apartment complex The Lux. Madison police said they could be looking for two shooters, but they did not name any suspects. This was one of three shootings that happened in Madison over the weekend. Wisconsinites can expect a hotter-than-average summer this year. According to CBS 58, Wisconsin has a 30-40% chance of above-average temperatures in June, July, and August. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks add a coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks have rehired Darvin Ham as an assistant coach. Doc Rivers making more staff changes. Ham was a Bucks assistant under Mike Budenholzer before being hired as head coach of the Lakers. He was fired last month after just two seasons in L.A. Last night in Boston, former Buck Drew Holiday leading the Celtics with 26 points. In a 105-98 win over the Mavericks, Holiday was with the Bucks when they won the title 3 years ago.
A different team, different setting, different year. Being on this team, the journey to this point has been great, but we still know being up 2-0 means nothing.
Game 3 is Wednesday in Dallas. Golf Ernie Els wins the AmFam Championship in Madison, shooting a 12-under par. Steve Stricker finished second. Also in attendance, Packers quarterback Jordan Love, the Bucks Pat Connaughton, and Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps. Baseball, the Brewers open a series at home tonight against the Toronto Blue Jays. Milwaukee losing to the Tigers yesterday 10-2, but they still have a 6.5-game lead in the NL Central. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, a partly cloudy sky, light winds, and temperatures in the lower 50s by daybreak. On Tuesday, we'll see some clouds around and some showers, even some thunderstorms developing across the area. South winds and highs in the mid and upper 70s. It's 57 at our
studios. Pat
Kreitlow. Tuesday morning on Up North News Radio, we check in with dairy farmer Hans Breitenmoser up in Lincoln County, and Sharita Booker has our most popular social media posts.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. This is 93.5 The Tap.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Monday. It's a brand new week here on the Tom Hartman Program. So glad to have you with us. And we got a lot to talk about. Had enough from Reagan's promise to Trump's MAGA chaos. Also, have the marketers of hate ruined America? I want to get into those two op-eds, one from Friday, one from today, in just a few minutes. Also, in the second hour of our program, Dr. David Himmelstein is going to drop by. How Medicare Advantage, shall we say, is ripping off taxpayers. It's getting worse every day. I mean, it's just, it's shocking, frankly. In the also in the second hour of our program, the DeSantis power grab is a complete doozy. And a far-right fossil fuel company allies are now pressuring the U.S. Supreme Court to shield companies, oil companies, in this unprecedented campaign. We will be hearing from the Supreme Court one of these days. But I got to tell you what this is and what to expect and how it's being gamed. It's incredible. In the third hour of our program, David Pepper is going to drop by, our friend out of Ohio. Another round from Ohio's horrible voting process, the long, brutal trail of voter suppression. And also, MAGA diehards down in Georgia, they view themselves as the model for the country, and they're planning to steal an election no matter who wins. In fact, they're planning